hour later, I was studying Trethewey's house from the sidewalk. It was a single-story home, white paint peeling from old wooden boards. The windows were covered in wire mesh that was falling away from the frames, and the garden was filled with weeds and cluttered with old newspapers. "Charming place," muttered Joe sarcastically as we approached the front door. "I think this is what Mom would call a fixer-upper," I replied, knocking on the door. A tall, bald man answered, wearing neon surf shorts and a vest. The man said nothing, just looked at us and took a big bite out of an apple. "Are you Randall Trethewey?" inquired Joe.
"I might be. Who's asking?"
"My name is Frank, and this is my brother Joe. We'd like to talk to you about Jack Kruger." Randall brightened at this, which surprised me. In my experience, no one was ever excited to talk to us about a case.
"So, you've heard about my book," said Randall.
I began. Yes, Joe put in quickly. "We have."
"You're a bit young for reporters."
"We're trainees, first year," explained Joe, "hoping to, break a big story." Randall nodded seriously.
"Well, you came to the right place. Come on in."
He stepped aside. I looked at Joe, who shrugged and stepped through the door. I followed, entering a sparsely lit living room. There was an old TV shoved up against one wall. A ratty couch sat in the center of the room, and opposite that was a steel table covered with newspaper clippings. Buried beneath all of them was an ancient-looking laptop. Trethewey looked around.
"Sorry about the mess."